your bleaky mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
This is Bleak on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Hey, like we do every year, we usually bring you a nice oddball mixed bag of Christmas mayhem, and this year is no different. So I'm going to be playing for you something that somebody else has created for us. His name is John Nelson. He hosts a show called Some Assembly Required. It's all about tape manipulations, digital deconstructions, and turntable creations. All plunderphonics and recontextualized stuff is kind of roughly what the show is based on. And is syndicated in several shows around the U.S. and Canada. And so what we're going to do is be playing his Christmas mix, which is goes on for quite a while. And it's got a lot of good, funny stuff in it. So I want you to enjoy that. And not sure what's going to happen next week, if we're going to be starting our Christmas loop early, or that's kind of inside baseball, so I don't know if we need to talk much about that, but I will not be seeing you next week. Maybe I'll have something prepared for you, and maybe not, but listen for Valley Village People mixes during the big, long Christmas loop that we do every year. That's going to be a lot of fun. Here's Some Assembly Required's Christmas mix this year for you. On Exquisite Corpse.
The head is the most difficult part. Ask anyone.
What will we call him?
Yeah, shall we call him Harold?
Bruce?
Nah.
Click the fuck of our bed.
Oh, no.
Oatmeal?
Oatmeal?
How about...
Some assembly required.
Yay!
One, two, three, four.
Assembly required.
Christmas bells are nice.
Oh, you little... Oh, my goodness. Oh, my... I said you're ill. Oh.
Children, Santa wants to tell you about someone who loves you very much. And this someone watches over you every night, just like your mommy, just like your daddy do. He also watches over me, Santa Claus. You all know him. His name is
Johnny Mathis.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese and pear?
What do they call it?
Royale with cheese.
What do they call it? Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
Go in, order a burger in this fast food joint, and the guy drops it on the floor. Jim, he picks it up, he wipes it off, he hands it to me like it's all okay.
1 minute you're chewing on a burger, the next minute you're dead meat.
I hate fast food.
Whoppers, I would pay for hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't bump a fresh and hot bad and really hurt bad. So you can grab. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't eat the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I would making paper whoppers, I would pay for it. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dot, ding by the dot, ding by the dot, ding by the dot, ding by the dot.
This Summer Assembly required. This is Summer Assembly required.
Merry Christmas from Summer Assembly required. That was Carol of the Burgers by Voice Dude, a mashup following a segment from Wayne Butane's holiday CD titled A Very Special Wayne Butane Christmas. And Divide and Create started things off with the bastard pop track Blitzkrieg Santa. I've been doing this show now for nearly 12 solid years, and this is only the second Christmas theme I've managed to pull together in all that time. I think it's going to be a really good one. I hope you'll agree. This is still one of my favorite times of year. And this is going to be fun. Let's get back to it with Sam Flanagan's Frosty DMC here on Some Assembly Required.
Ho, ho, hoin'. What do you think of Christmas if it's snowing? And people get their evil, hit the 411 for growing. You know, we're pulling in the ghetto to get nothing. No toys for little boys, no curls for girls, the turkey stuffing. They laugh, they know that half the peasants ain't thick. You might just want to act so with my presence, ain't Nick. So think a little about the people minus money. And when you get your dough, why don't you show some kindness, honey? Go ahead, get fed, and spread a little love. Get what you can afford, just like the Lord from up above. A quote, a note, and one you won't believe. It's better to give than to receive. Yo!
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
No distance. Listen, all you listeners. Think of all the business that's in prison during Christmas. Not trying to bring you down, but trying to put you up on. Laying it on the table so you're able to put your cup on. No snow, not a flurry. So hurry, don't you miss this. Not dissing you, but wishing you a very merry Christmas.
Give up the dough. Give up the dough. Give up the dough on Christmas. Yo, give up the dough. Give up the dough. Give up the dough. Here we go. Here we go.
I'm from the ghetto. Let this mean I get no toys or presents beneath my tree. I wrote my list. I made my wish. It's just what Christmas means to me. No snowflakes dropping, can't go shopping. Rhymes I'm a popping to keep the hip hopping. Why can't a Santa pour for the cause? I'm getting mine, you getting yours. That's how Christmas is supposed to be. A very merry Christmas for everybody. Fight poverty, give to the needy. Don't be like the Grinch, cause the Grinch is greedy. Deck the malls with bowls of holly. Tis the season to be jolly. No presents for my tree yet. And I don't even know if any gifts I'm gonna get. Not like a lot of days. A few here, a few there, the new year. Seasons, greetings are the reasons for the cheer. If Santa Claus is coming to town, hope it's my chimney is coming down. On Christmas, because Christmas is. On Christmas, because Christmas is.
Give up the dough, give up the dough. Give up the dough on Christmas show. Give up the dough.
Just the
just the same as you and me.
Mary and hurry, and if you need a leader, run, I'll be there for your blurry, blurry sight and write a rhyme for the night. Christmas is the time for giving up for the type. So open your pocket, your heart unlock it. Dallas, straight from Hollis, I give it like a clock it. Cold is the weather, minus the humidity. Don't mistake coldness and kindness for timidity. Christmas must be the time of year. Let go of your ego, rather ego me go there. And here, my dear, so give a kid a beer. Cause every time you give, it's coming back, let's get it clear. I'll be soaping and hoping, brothers in the ear. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Give up the dough, give up the dough, give up the dough, here we go, here we go. Give up the dough, give up the dough, give up the dough, on Christmas show. Give up the dough.
Tape manipulation, digital deconstruction, and turntable creation. You're listening to Some Assembly Required.
Was the night before
Christmas.
And all through
Grandma's house.
Not a
creature
was stirring. Not even a
pencil neck geek.
The
tubeless tires
were hung by
spacemen from a flying saucer.
With care. In the hope that
Santa Claus
soon would be there. The
puppy
were nestled all snug
on the bedpost overnight,
while visions of
a double cheeseburger
danced in there, and Ma in her and I in my
green polka dot pajamas
had just settled down
to sleep beside this tree
when out on
the lawn
there arose such a I sprang from my
bathtub
to see
what's the matter.
Away
through the window
I ran
like a flash,
and
my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
It was a
one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people here,
and eight tiny
reindeer.
But I knew in a moment it must be
Kris Kringle,
and he gave a
whistle
and called them by name.
On Donner, on Bleason, on Chewy, on Tavo. Come on, Bethel.
He was
too fed for me.
And I
laughed and laughed
when I saw him. He went straight to his work and filled all the
tubeless tires
and made a
jump to the left.
And he said,
I must be going.
And away they all flew.
To the
but I heard him
scream and shout
as he drove out of sight.
Merry Christmas
to all. And don't forget to
stay deep.
What fun it is to ride and
Christmas to each and every one of you.
This is some assembly required.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior.
Happy birthday!
Snowman was a cocky, happy soul. Then it hung from the pipe and the button moves and twice made out of cool.
Frosty the Snowman, he was very friendly, say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to that fun day.
There must have been some matches, and that old silk hat they found. Oh, one day, they spent on him, he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman was the wildest he could be. And the children say he'd laugh and play just the same as you and
he's a jolly man that's made of snow. He hasn't any money. He doesn't wash his hands and face. Now don't you think that's funny?
lying to you.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
Hey, this is Mark Hosser of Negative Land, and this is my big shot at being a big shot on CITR, where you're listening to Exquisite Quirks at 101.9 with this bleak guy.
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
And you're listening to Exquisite Quirks Radio here at CITR. Thanks for visiting. You know, we're listening to a special Christmas mix by John Nelson of Some Assembly Required. And so every once in a while you hear them doing their little IDs, show IDs, and you'll be hearing from John Nelson himself every now and then. The tracks that were in that set there, starting at the beginning, Divide and Create with Blitzkrieg Santa, Wayne Butane in there with a very special Wayne Butane Christmas segment, Voice Dude with Carol of the Burgers, Sam Flanagan, Frosty DMC, Whimsical Will with Christmas Cut Up 1985, People Like Us, Jingle Bells 1, Divide and Create with Jingle Jane, DJ Angelo with an alternative Christmas message, Kittenfish Mountain with Frosty the Snowman. And we're about to head back into some more of the Some Assembly Required Christmas mix with Bran Flakes and then Wayne Butane and People Like Us. Buchanan and Goodman will be in the mix and a bunch of other fun stuff. But we'll let John Nelson tell you about that now on Exquisite Quirks Radio, CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
This is Some Assembly Required.
Uh-huh. I just have to come around early to check and make sure I have my record straight. Ho, ho, ho! Here it is.
Hello, Vancouver.
Here comes Santa. That was the Brand Flakes here on Some Assembled Choir.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Only our second Christmas theme ever, and I hope you're enjoying it. You can still find the first one, which was podcast back in 2005, at our website at some-assembly-required.net. Before the Brand Flakes, we heard from Kittenfish Mountain, their track Frosty the Snowman, followed DJ Angelo's An Alternative Christmas Message, Divide and Create before that with Jingle Jane, and from a live performance by People Like Us, we heard Jingle Bells 1, recorded live at the Tate Modern. That followed 1985's Christmas Cut-Up by Whimsical Will and Frosty DMC by Sam Flanagan. Lots more on the way, so sit back and stay tuned for more from Wayne Butane, People Like Us, Buchanan and Goodman, DJ BC, and King of Pants, a little bit of Christmas cheer on the only radio program known to focus exclusively on sample-based music and audio art. Here's another segment from a very special Wayne Butane Christmas. It's right here on Some Assembly Required.
Ho, ho, hokum.
Santa's coming in town.
I'm afraid Santa's gonna be a little late this year.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
You selfish bastard.
Yes.
What the hell was that?
A f***ing machine, I should may call it.
What a great holiday gift.
Oh, absolutely.
Try it today.
This thing is not for sale for any price in any store.
That steady, repeated sound you hear is an electrical scanner.
Try it today.
What a great holiday gift.
I put Santa socks into you.
Better watch out now.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smiles.
This is Some Assembly Required.
Here is a news bulletin. Santa Claus has been kidnapped by spacemen from a flying saucer, which landed at the North Pole.
Be on the lookout for Santa Claus, last seen wearing
black slacks.
We take you now to the White House for an interview with the President. Mr. President, Mr. President.
Keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
Mr. President, have you a word on the Santa Claus kidnapping? We have just received a report from the FBI. Santa has been taken to a satellite circling the Earth. We take you now to the satellite.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Sputnik. We're here in the Sputnik jail with Santa Claus. Wait, what's that sound? The satellite men are coming this way. I think the King of Sputnik is about to speak.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Santa, have you anything to say to the satellite men?
Come on and do the jailhouse rock with me.
Santa! I know how you can escape. Disguised as Elvis Presley. Uh-oh, looks like we've been spotted. We return you now to Earth.
We are now at the North Pole, where a rocket is being launched to catch the satellite and rescue Santa.
Control tower to rocket. Prepare to blast off.
Oh, let's go!
Will the rocket be successful? Will Santa be rescued? Turn the record over and find out.
Some assembly required.
The rocket sent to rescue Santa Claus has failed. With sadness, the President speaks.
Holy mackerel!
The Secretary of State has this statement.
I lose his good, our reputation is shut.
In London, at a meeting of Parliament.
Your Majesty, have you a statement to make on this terrible tragedy?
Goodness gracious.
We take you now to Moscow.
We're here with the Premier of Russia. Comrade, the rocket has failed. What do we do now?
Come back tomorrow night and try it again.
Here is a report from Tokyo.
This is Radio Tokyo. The Imperial Government has this message.
Ooh la la.
Meanwhile, back on the satellite.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Sputnik. The satellite men are closing in. We can hear them outside saying,
it's me in or else I'll be.
Santa has just escaped through the chimney, disguised as Elvis. We return you now to Earth.
If you should look up at the sky this Christmas Eve and see a flying saucer pulling eight reindeer, chances are it's Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, Earth people.
It'll be super fine. Ah la la, ah la la,
la la la.
Can I be your friend? I'll drive you to the end.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Ah la 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 la,
ah la la,
ah la la. 'Tis the season to be jolly.
Ah la 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 la, ah la la, ah la la.
Don't we now our gay apparel? Ancient Yuletide carol.
Attention, elves. I'm afraid that Christmas is canceled this year. I'm shutting the whole place down and converting the factory into a trendy upscale discotheque.
Yeah.
sundown. Then get the hell off of my land.
I'm so worried. Am I stupid? A game of visa. You're so cool.
Thanks to everyone who made a donation to Fundrive 2010. Your continued support of CITR shows that there are people out there looking for something different on the dial. A station not concerned with commercial or mainstream content, but rather programming that covers every conceivable genre of music. Programming that shines a light on exciting local talent. Programming focusing on Canadian content and gender balance that doesn't include Celine, Avril, or Shania. Thank you for donating to Fundrive 2010.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Dig. Turn on the box.
Christmas.
Put on some sides. Hey, Mary, get in the horn, call some freaky people and have a scene.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, baby. You really did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You really did treat me nice. Bought me a high five for Christmas. I'm living in paradise. I'm feeling mighty fine. Good music on my radio. Well, I feel so fine. Got good music on my radio. Yes, I wanna hug and kiss you, baby. I'm just saying to you, Mr. James.
Thank you.
down the chimney about 3:30. Put all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, baby. You've really been good to me.
I will not keep you long.
I will always love you, baby. I'm as happy as can be. I'm as happy as can be.
I will not keep you long.
Check us out on the web, some-assembly-required.net.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
Beautiful.
You shut up.
Spotlight Productions will perform the timeless holiday classic
Santa Hates Jewish Kids
December 11th through 13th, just north of Baseline Road in Phoenix. For more information, call 83427.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I've got presents for everyone. Here's a pocket watch for old Butch.
It looks like a ball of blue spaghetti with tiny orange tassels on its end.
And for Nancy, a Snoopy doll.
I'm scared.
Here's a toy clown for Ashley.
It's ugly.
Look what I have for Mom.
Decimale dish powder.
Oh, Santa, thank you so much.
And for good old Dad.
2 pounds of coke, 4 Stevie Wonder record albums, and a couch.
Just what I've always wanted.
Well, it's time for me to go,
old lady.
But I'll see you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I've been dreaming of a white Christmas.
Christmas here on Some Assembly Required as we wrap up our Christmas-themed episode. That was Soul Coffin, following another segment from Wayne Butane's A Very Special Wayne Butane Christmas. Adam, just prior with You Should Be a Freaky Christmas Baby, A La La Fa La La Hasselhoff by King of Pants, and both parts of Buchanan and Goodman's classic break-in collage Santa and the Satellite. Martin before that with Brave Bells of Scotland and Silent Night by People Like Us. Check us out on the web. We're at some-assembly-required.net. You can find my contact info there, and I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line. Some Assembly Required is produced in Minnesota at Post Consumer Productions. My name is John Nelson, and I'm going to leave you with a holiday mashup by DJ BC. It's called Imagine Santa here on Some Assembly Required. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gay year for us, and it's all due to you.
This outcry, this clamor, he creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into Annoise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
Yeah, this is CITR, Exquisite Corpse Radio, on your favorite radio station. Thanks for dropping by this evening. We've been hearing a long show of John Nelson, Some Assembly Required, and you can find that at some-assembly-required.net. And the playlist is there, and you can download that for free, the Christmas mix this year, and that's a lot of fun. Last week I played you Feliz Navidad on number 5 by Value Village People. That is essentially me. And you can find that. There's 5 Feliz Navidadas to download at Bleak, B-L-E-E-K, .sensoryresearch.net. And you can download stuff there. Find out more about Value Village People and Exquisite Corpse Radio, if you so choose. And I've got Feliz Navidad number 4 ready for you right now. We won't be hearing all of it, but a good portion of it. I don't even remember what this one sounds like, quite frankly. I think 1 and 2 and 5 are the best. You heard 5 last week. You'll be hearing plenty of 1 and 2, I think, during the CITR Christmas loop. That's my guess, anyway. So let's hear a message, and we'll come right back with that, and stay tuned.
Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young, and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on How concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on How Facebook group for all the info. Waves on How is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on How concert series.
We go to the land of ice and snow.
There's Santa Claus!
All you kids make me sick. You act like little Miss Muffet, and down inside you're dirty. Do you hear me? Dirty. You're greedy and self-centered and think you can get away with anything.
Now this is a big town Christmas.
The Yule tide has turned, ladies and gentlemen. The anti-Christmas forces are retreating all over the USA. In Wichita, Kansas, the big display used to be called a community tree. Now it's called a Christmas tree, thanks to the city council. In Deerfield, New Hampshire, some cops and firefighters say they're putting up the nativity scene, and you can talk to them if you don't like it. Walgreens now says it made a mistake banning Merry Christmas from its advertising this year, and next year Christmas will be back. Lowe's Home Improvement Centers now say they are selling Christmas trees, not holiday trees. And the biggest victory of all, Macy's. Last year, it wouldn't advertise using Christmas. This year, well, here's a spot.
All I want for Christmas is more, more, more. More than a duck ever got before. Gimme caboodles and oodles and oodles, and soon all my loodles slide out the door. I hope Santa brings a real truckload. It won't all fit into his sleigh. This Christmas I want a real duckload to put the hall in holiday. Hey, hey, hey!
I wish someone would take me out for Christmas. I'd look so cute.
But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight.
Where do all the female reindeer go on Christmas Eve while their husbands are pulling Santa's sleigh?
Of course, down to the Elks Club to blow a few bucks.
Beautiful.
We have something spectacular to tell.
You know what I've always thought?
Merry Christmas, Elvis.
the world's rock and roll.
Merry Christmas, Elvis. I love you so.
What is Christmas?
Oh, yes, Elvis. By the way, if you don't mind, I wish you'd tell Jesus I wish him a happy birthday.
Merry Christmas. Everybody go home.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
She has never eaten in a restaurant, traveled more than 5 miles from home, received or sent a telegram, read anything except funny papers and the Bible.
On the first day of Christmas, I said to my mate, I'm going hunting, and I might be home late. The next day of Christmas, seems I lost my way.
What?
And I ain't seen my cabin since dawn yesterday.
It's been a hard day's night.
Before Christmas. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight.
I love gay porn. I'm watching gay porn right now.
Just before last Thanksgiving, I quit my job.
I hate my job because I love gay porn.
I got a nice severance package and drove home.
Children, Santa wants to tell you about someone who loves you very much. And this someone watches over you every night, just like your mommy, just like your daddy do. He also watches over me, Santa Claus. You all know him. His name is
Johnny Mathis.
He is the one that helps you and I when we're sick. And has the answers to all our problems. Everything Santa gives to you, boys and girls, comes from
Johnny Mathis.
And now, children, if you just stay quiet for a few minutes, I would like to tell you a story about a small boy and the love for his donkey. He also watches
gay porn.
Eskimo.
Some say Christmas is getting together with family and friends. Others will tell you Christmas is about giving. Some people think that Christmas is about trees and ornaments, or Santa Claus and toys, or Rudolph with his nose so bright. And a whole lot of frustrated shoppers will tell you that Christmas is about last-minute shopping in stores with long lines and full parking lots.
Humbug.
But so many people miss the real meaning of Christmas, which is about blood, or frustrated shoppers.
Oh, okay.
But from the same work, we have a part which is very elegant and smooth.
I want to say that if you haven't sent out your Christmas cards yet, it's time. Everywhere you see, everyone's looking for a mailbox. I stopped in the corner of Hollywood and Vine tonight for a minute, and 4 people dropped letters in my mouth.
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
Hello, this is Oliver J. Dragon, Ollie to my friends. Oh, you know what? It's Christmas time here at the Coopolitan Playhouse, and I wish you could be here to see the excitement. Ooh, everyone's hustling and bustling around. Madame Mogulpuss is out in the kitchen. She's out there wrapping Christmas presents on the big kitchen table. Colonel Cracky is helping her, and Cecil Bill, and... I think Fran's out there cooking Christmas cookies for me. Beulah Witch is off getting the Christmas tree, and Koopla's over there. He's practicing the music. Hearing? We're going to sing Christmas carols later on. As for me, I am going to write a letter to a friend of mine. Now, if I can just find my pen. Now, let me... Oh, here it is. Now, get the paper. Right in front of me, old silly. Let me see. How shall I begin? I know. Dear Santa Claus.
I found your address in the magazine Footsie. I have very much interest on all productions with woman feet. I collect everything from feet. Photos, videos, magazines. For this reason, I like to order by you. I'm very happy if you inform me for what products, prizes, and how I can order this product by you.
Be expecting you to ring their bell.
Oh, this is Santa Claus, boys and girls, and I'm going to tell you just what will happen tonight before Christmas. It'll be a mighty cold night up there in the North Pole, just like last year. I've been busy all along with Mrs. Claus and my little helpers, reading your letters and getting all the toys ready that you asked for. There are always the last few late letters. Here's one from Little Mark. He wants a choo-choo train. Woo! Woo! Oh, and here's a letter from little Mary. She wants a puppy dog. Arf, 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 arf. Ah, Bob and Ray, they want a jet plane. Oh, and here's a set of drums for Gary. Ah, but it's getting late. And there's a long journey ahead. So I'll dress warmly, fill my bag with toys, say goodbye to Mrs. Claus and all my little helpers, Sweet Dancer and Sweet Prancer, check the runners on my sleigh, and off I go! Into the air, over the rooftop, until I see the first house. There it is, closer, 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 until I reach the roof. Leaving the sleigh and the reindeers outside, down the chimney I go. Very quiet. I'll fill the stockings over the fireplace, neatly threaded under the Christmas tree, and there's just time for a bite of food that you so kindly left for me. So good. Time is flying, so back up the chimney, into the sleigh, to continue the journey. Down one side of the street, down the other side of the street, up and down chimneys all night long, filling stockings and spreading presents underneath the Christmas tree, and eating, and eating, and eating, and eating, and getting fatter and fatter. But don't worry, children, as fat as I am, I'll never get stuck in your chimney. No, sir. But I'll do my best to leave all the things you asked for, because you've been oh so good all year long. Then at the first crack of dawn, my bag will be empty. And I'll head back to the North Pole. Over the rooftop, high in the sky, traveling oh so high, so far and far away, so nobody can see me. This is Santa Claus. Giddy up, Dad. Giddy up, friends. Oh, way. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. This is Santa Claus.
The present way Christmas is celebrated isn't the traditional way, stretching back to the founding of the country. No, the current commercialized way Christmas is celebrated only started around the 1920s.
Doesn't have the old zing!
Yes, sir, a visit with Santa Claus is one thing I couldn't miss.
Listen to this. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ruin everything.
At this time, I guess, you know, from now on, I should expect little things to go along with it.
Come on, David.
This time of year, but I appreciate all our entertainers. Thanks for being here. It was a fantastic evening. Christmas is a time to rejoice and to give thanks for the blessings of the season. We also remember that we have a responsibility to help those in need.
What to do?
To the Bimblebee.
Here,
turn on the lights. And would you help turn on these lights as well by counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Is coming, and it's taking a long time.
We got a chance to get some big things done.
I've got a message from God.
Yeah,
a vision of love.
It's God's gift to the world.
I've got a whole lot of love.
Check.
I've got a whole lot of love. I've got a whole lot of love.
Christmas is coming.
Peace to the world.
I'm on a mission from God.
I've got a whole lot of love.
At this hour, the world is witnessing terrible suffering and horrible crimes in the Darfur region of Sudan. Crimes my government has concluded are genocide.
The human cost is beyond calculation.
I call on the government of Sudan to honor the ceasefire it signed and to help prevent further bloodshed.
I call upon Congress. More troops are needed to protect the innocent.
We need to intervene now before it's too late.
In the long run, the tragedy in Western Sudan requires a settlement between the government and the rebels. All sides must control their forces, end the killing, and negotiate the peace of a suffering land.
Christmas is coming,
and it's taking a long time.
We got a chance to get some big things done.
We can do it.
Red line.
Huh?
Our plan is working.
In other words, what I'm telling you is technology is going to help us achieve the objective. Something no president or Congress has been able to do.
We're strongly committed to peace for all the peoples of Sudan.
That's the true spirit of America.
The love.
This is the road to paradise.
I still can't figure out why it's a good thing for us to be at war with Iraq and have all these middle-class people over there sacrificing. Surely there's some way we can find in this new moment of hope, peace in the Middle East, peace in the Middle East, peace in the Middle East, peace in the Middle East.
As we approach Christmas in this time of war, we pray for freedom and justice and peace on earth. We set our faith in human love and in God's care for us and all men everywhere. We ask for God to watch over our men and women in uniform who are serving overseas. Their families miss them, hold a seat open for them, and pray for their safe return.
Christmas is coming,
and it's taking a long time.
We got a chance to get some big things done.
I've got a message from God.
Yeah, a vision of love.
It's God's gift to the world.
I've got a whole lot of love.
I've got a whole lot of love. I've got a whole lot of love.
Christmas is coming.
Peace to the world.
I'm on a mission from God.
I've got a whole lot of love.
Check.
Fetch me a scalpel, nurse. Give me a second to reset the counter. Give me the strength to tear out my insides. Give me the soundness of heart and the clarity of mind that this day requires. Let the cat nod off in my lap, and I'll blow the candles out. Happy birthday.
Suitcase you're opening.
A Tickle Me to Decent Richards doll.
Oh, we now are gay apparel.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Happy Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Judy.
Happy Easter, Ethel.
Ho, 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 ho!
Merry Christmas, Dickhead.
Sometimes I think all that Santa crap's just bull. If he was so real, how come we didn't get squat last year?
We didn't do nothing wrong. We still got the shaft.
I don't think Santa Claus is going to make it this year. He's in jail.
With a sack full of toys and a smile full of joy, all the girls and boys scream hooray for Santa Claus. Through the dark of the night, we won't be afraid, knowing that Santa's on his way. All the world round, over every city and town, your chimney is coming.
Yeah!
Hooray for Santa Claus! Hooray!
Mr. Hank gave a Christmas poo. When Christmas leaves, he must leave too. Flush him down, but he's never gone. His smell and his spirit lingers on.
Oh, it's holiday time, please don't drink and drive.
A beautiful white Christmas is upon us once again, bringing love and peace across the land.
It's time. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Ah,
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
And later that night, the baby Jesus was visited by three spiritual apparitions. Frosty, the snowman, Santa, the fat man, and the Prince of Darkness, Lucifer. And the first of these was Frosty, the holy snowman. And Frosty, who is a jolly, happy soul, saith unto the baby Jesus, Happy birthday. And led he him down the streets of Jerusalem town right to a traffic cop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him yell,
Jew, stop!
Frosty pulled baby Jesus by the scruff of his holy neck, and run did they them right into the Christmas past, when children had no snow. And baby Jesus did weep, and a voice from heaven bellowed, Behold, from this day forth there shall be snow. And Frosty saith unto the baby Jesus, Thumpety thump thump, thumpety thump thump. And Frosty didst take a piece of snow from himself, and held it out to baby Jesus. And this did Frosty saith unto him, Eat of this snowball, it is my body. And the baby Jesus grabbeth a piece of snow from beneath his feet, and saith unto Frosty, Eat not of this snow, for it is yellow. And then did Frosty the holy snowman hurry on his way, but he saith goodbye, and thou shalt not cry, I'll be back again someday.
What is wrong with you?
And the second apparition was Santa. And Santa was weeping, and showeth unto baby Jesus the Christmas present, wherein on the streets of Bethlehem all manner of midget and diminutive freak child did beg for food and clothing. And Santa cried out in anguish unto the baby Jesus, saying, Ho, 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 what wouldst thou have me do with these suffering freaks that your father, you know, your real father, hath created? And God spaketh through the baby Jesus, saying, Taketh thou the magic sleigh, and with it take these elf children far away from the Holy Land to the North Pole, and there they shall be jolly and free, toiling in the tunnels of the earth, mining toys from her bountiful bosom. And one night each year, Santa will deliver these toys to all the good little girls and boys. And every other night of the year, Santa shall be chained to the North Pole, and a buzzard shall feast upon his liver, for that is Santa's punishment. And with that, the Lord God Jehovah placed a finger to the side of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. And the third apparition was the fallen angel Lucifer, who offered the baby Jesus a smoke, which he refused. And that was the first temptation. And together they flew upon a magic carpet to a Christmas future, where Satan did show unto the newborn Lord's eyes a vision of bank machines and nuclear missiles, heroin addicts and Baywatch, the rise of Eminem and the fall of NASDAQ. And the Lord baby Jesus did cry out and avert his eyes and soil his holy diapers with the saddest urine ever expunged. And Satan did check his list twice, and saw he him that most people were naughty, and this pleased him. And his laughter thundered, and baby Jesus saw the four reindeer of the apocalypse. And Satan crieth out, and I heard him exclaim, as he called to each reindeer, he called them by name, on war, on famine, on death, on pestilence. And the naughty were terrified by what had befallen them, and rushed about in apocalyptic yuletide anguish. And the nice were dashing through the snow, laughing all the way, for they had purchased 2 weeks' worth of candied food and bottled water, just in case. And the baby Jesus wept, and exclaimeth that he wished he had never been born. And Satan didst grant the wish, and baby Jesus saw that if he hadn't been born, then mean old Mr. Potter would be the mayor, and Jerusalem would be called Potterusalem, and the savings and loan would go broke. He saw the lions in Rome starving to death with no Christians to eat. Baby Jesus saw the Beatles fail miserably when they had no one to say they were bigger than. He saw Buddhists swarm the earth, spreading their suspicious ideas of humility and meditation. He saw Andrew Lloyd Webber never get that crucial first break. He saw a planet eventually ruled by apes, and he fell to his knees crying,
"You maniacs! You blew it up! Damn you! God damn you all to hell!"
And baby Jesus awoketh and realized that it had all been a dream, and he did run through the streets of Bethlehem, calling out, "Merry Christmas, Mary! Merry Christmas, Uncle Billy! Boy, bring me a goose!" And then the goose was brought forth, which then laid the golden calf, which disturbed the people, but amused the little Lord Jesus, who did smile and resume it he him the immaculate suckling of the holy areola of the Blessed Virgin's delicious, naked, firm, and perked bosom.
Well,
then he was crucified. Thus endeth Scroll the Second from the Lost Scrolls of Frosty.
Then each of the kids opens one present.
Johnny's first. His is a
strange little black box. But when he opens the lid...
Oh! I got nobody, so what's Christmas to me?
Is it Christmas now?
Asked Carol.
God, shut up!
Daddy said as he spilled packages on the table.
Children everywhere would like to hear a message from you, Santa, from right here at your home in North Pole. So I came up here to make a record for them all to hear.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means gaily wrapped gifts.
Oh.
That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to... to give thanks to their friends who've been so kind and generous. So from...
Willikers!
From Preparation H to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas.
Don't you think that if you clone Christ, he will in some way want to remonstrate with you as soon as he can?
Well, that's up to him. But, he'll be pretty lost without the batteries.
It very nice your photos and wait to see you. I want to know please. Let me know where we from it. Please, me. I'm worried. I need your help, okay? Make sure right ways. Love day. Oh, if you've got my mobling number, you can have it. I need answers, messages, words. Okay, I'm worried about where I live in Essex. I need your help. Messages, words. My name is Dave. I need proof right away. Please,
help. Here come all the lights and soul and guns to be heimlich und verstohlen, den ersten Schnee gebracht.
It's Mr. Ha Ha Jones himself.
It's Santa Claus. What a busy place, getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
I dreamed I had a saucer that grew and grew and grew. I dreamed I was a pilot, I flew and flew and flew. I didn't see a thing all night, the earth was far away, until I saw the strangest sight along the Milky Way.
Santa was an odd one, not fat but tall and thin. He didn't have white whiskers, but moon glow on his chin. His suit was made of stardust, it really sparkled neat. He didn't go ho, 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 he went beep, 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 beep.
Outer space Santa, shining up the stars. Outer space helpers, packing them in jars. Milky Way workshop, what a busy place. For kids in outer space.
I jumped a flying saucer and flew and flew and flew. Till back in bed I landed, was glad to be there too. Now you don't have to worry about the kids on Mars. They've got a Santa of their own, they won't be needing ours.
Outer space Santa, shining up the stars. Outer space helpers, packing them in jars. Milky Way workshop, what a busy place. Getting
Christmas ready for kids in outer space. Oh, Frosty. Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul. Frosty. With a cold time heart, but no
Thank you.
giving me useless crap for Christmas.
Judy and Jimmy, with their friends Cinnamon Bear and the Crazy Quilt Dragon, have made a marvelous discovery. As you'll probably remember, they're still in the Golden Grove, where they were supposed to find an important clue under the singing tree. But that was practically impossible, because all the trees in the Golden Grove looked exactly alike. Too tired to look further, they fell asleep. And when they awakened, they discovered they'd been napping right under the very tree they were searching for. And that wasn't all they discovered, for right beside them stood an enormous silk hat with windows and a door in it. And pinned to the door, a note which Jimmy is about to read. Let's listen.
Dear Chenille, for some 16 weeks now, I've had by me daily sport of Thursday, 1st of July, 1999. Featuring full front page, gorgeous you, your gorgeous bed bum presented, do you prefer, called your bottom, Chenille. Whence, I'm to say at last, well, never in all my life before, be that either some mag or in the flesh, some girlfriend's, lady friend's bed bum pastor, have I seen female bed full bottom, darling, that even begins approach the heavenly erotica of yours, of your wondrous bum cleavage between. Judging from the tennis rackets, tennis shoes, tennis hats set in the photo, the scenario, I guess, wouldn't have been Wimbledon, but whichever. Just how you're seated, your bed bottom over edge of white snow. It's fab, no less.
Right, you just heard their Exquisite Corpse Christmas edition. That was Bleak and his fine programming. You are now listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell with me, Ben. This is CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I want to tell you that at 10 o'clock, live in studio, D.O. Wells are going to be playing live with all the gear. They are the winner of Shindig 2010. The band that came through after the process of 27 bands playing, competing every week at the Railway Club. There was one winner, and this is the winner, the old Wells. So if you did not come out to Shindig this year, you would want to stick around and listen to them. And even if you do, you should still stick around and listen to the show because you enjoyed it. I am going to play a bunch of music and then come back and chat a little bit more. I'm going to play a couple songs from the Greenbelt Collective compilation number 3. I'm doing that because I have to fix the computer here, so I'm going to pop in a bunch of songs.